You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Roto. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Roto Experts in the Morning starts now.
It's Friday, August 4th, 2017, and this is the Roto Experts in the Morning. Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, the king, Scott Angle, and Wall Street, Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. We got an announcement coming later on in the program.
We do?
We do.
What's going on?
You know what's going on. You just don't remember what the announcement is.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right, that's right.
Yes, we have the announcement coming, but we also have an announcement right now.
Oh, yeah, we got another 12 hours to go for a free preview for the Executive Edge Fantasy Football package. You know what I'm saying? You use the promo code KICKOFF. This is celebrating America's team, Dallas Cowboys, taking the field last night. So get involved. Promo code KICKOFF. It'll get you 20% off, and it'll cost you a little less to win the chip this year.
We have another announcement, Scotty, for right now.
Yes, the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football package. Buy it today
on
FNTSY Friday, and you get a free one-year online subscription to watch the Fantasy Sports Network. Check out the entire lineup and use promo code THEKING at checkout to get a 20% discount.
Ignore him. Don't use any promo codes because today is Fantasy Friday. Sign up for rotoexperts.com and you get a free year subscription to the Fantasy Sports Network. Free year.
But if you use the promo code, you get the free year and the 20%
off. They don't want
off.
You to use any promo codes. Please read your email. Matt.
Good morning. It's actually raining out. I beat the rain in.
Oh, man, I didn't.
I did not beat the rain out over there.
I'll throw an announcement out. Not tonight, but next Friday, 9 to 11 p.m., we'll kick off a new fantasy football show with the fantasy exec hosting, myself, and Chris Vaccaro.
Yeah. Whoa! That's a break. I didn't know this breaking news.
It will not be a safe space.
Oh, wow! Friday nights, 9 to 11, it'll be a fantasy football show featuring Matt Modica, the executive, and Chris Vaccaro. That's a high stakes analysis. I was about to say that is a high stakes analysis. That's crazy. Anyway, on the program today, it's gonna be a fun show. We have a lot of headlines to get to. I'm gonna make a declaration. Remember, I made the Cody Glover declaration, which I immediately went back on, Scott.
Yes.
I'm gonna make another declaration that I hope I don't go back on. But I'm gonna try to do that. I'm gonna make a declaration. In hour number two, play a little Name That Player today.
Oh, that's
on
fun.
The program. A little Name That Player and is Mike Lyon. We're gonna have a fun
game shows. Yeah.
We're gonna have a fun second hour today on the program. But when we come back, I will make said declaration. We will talk about Ryan Tannehill. We will talk about Corey Davis. And we'll talk to you, 844-843-6879. The Roto Experts in the Morning, we are up and running on a Friday. We'll be back right after this.
In 2016, Scott Angle predicted an impressive second season from Melvin Gordon. Jake Seeley recommended Jordan Howard. Bobby McMahon forecasted a Jay Ajayi breakthrough. George Kurtz saw a big year coming from Matt Ryan. And Joe Galina picked Rashard Matthews as one of his top sleepers. These predictions turned fantasy owners into champions, and the same crew returns this year with more savvy calls in the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package at rotoexperts.com. Don't miss the calls that create winners. Register now and enter free radio at checkout for a special discount.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network, up and running on a Friday. Pumped to be here with you, because things are good. Things are good. We're having a happy Friday in front of us. It's going to be a fun weekend. A lot of drafts, of course, starting. It's Fantasy Football Month. We got Flex League number one hitting in D.C. tomorrow. So get excited here for that. All right, you ready for my declaration, Scotty?
I'm ready.
All right, so I went on the radio back when we started talking football, you know, around July 4th, a little bit earlier. And I said, much along the lines of Lamar Miller, I said that Carlos Hyde was my guy, right? I made it very clear. I love Carlos Hyde. Everyone, you know, a lot of question marks about Hyde's ability in the San Francisco offense, his ability to learn the zone. And I sat here, I was like, listen, I know there's going to be a lot of BS about Carlos Hyde, but Carlos Hyde's my guy. And every day this week, including yesterday, there's a new report about Carlos Hyde. Some good, some bad. This is the last time today where I will mention any report, positive or negative, about Carlos Hyde on the show. Barring injury, obviously. I don't care what he does in a preseason game. I don't care what any coach or any beat writer says about him. I am done talking about Carlos Hyde. You cannot change my mind on this. That all of a sudden he's great. All of a sudden he's terrible. Enough of that. I am not going to fall for that crap.
Too much of a yo-yo. Yeah.
I am done talking or arguing and discussing and debating about Carlos Hyde.
Go ahead.
Unless a major injury happens, obviously.
Okay. I have no problem with that.
Of course. I'm done with it. I believe Carlos Hyde has the ability to be an RB2 this year. I have said that. I'm sticking with it. I'm done.
Are you going to have him in a GST league?
I freaking hope so, yes.
Okay. All right. Cool.
I freaking hope so.
He freaking hopes so.
What about Lamar Miller?
I can't have both. Like, that's a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah, that's a lot. You're putting yourself out there if you do that. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, you know what? In an auction, man, if I can get these two for cheap and get another, like, a big time running back,
You'll fool with it.
I'll fool with that.
I'm cool with your situation.
My declaration.
I'm cool with your declaration. I want you to own it. Like I said, I want you to own him. I want you to own that. I want you to have him in the GST. I just want to make sure that if you're putting it out there like that, I need to make sure that you have him on teams in 2017. You all right, Scotty?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
I was wondering how the wires always get tangled. So there we go.
So, do y'all two have something y'all need to work out this morning?
What are you talking about?
No, because Scott's probably going to say something back to you because of what you just said to him.
I didn't say anything.
He didn't say a word to me.
Okay, I'm just making sure. All right, cool. Greg, I don't know. I'm looking at Madika's draft board from last night in the online championship.
I sent you the correct one, though. The first one was from...
Oh, this is not... Oh, my bad.
I was right on the team.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. This right here.
I got the same one. You just sent me this. No, you didn't. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, because this is a different one right here. So I want to see... I specifically wanted to see...
own Carlos Hyde!
Here's the thing.
I like Carlos Hyde! I drafted Carlos Hyde in my first online championship about a month ago.
How about that, Corey Parson?
That's when I got him in the seventh round. I got him in the fifth last.
This is an interesting team. Wow.
Truck is team six.
Which team are you?
Team 3.
All right, so Ben, remember we talked about yesterday, if you can start Odell Beckham, T.Y. Hilton, person in this draft starts Odell Beckham, T.Y. Hilton.
And then what?
And then he screws it up. He takes Rob Gronkowski in the third round, and the wheels come off after that. And then it's C.J. Anderson on this team, too. So this team sucks.
Yes.
But T.Y. Hilton and Odell Beckham, if you want to fool with T.Y. Hilton, I don't mind that type of start right there. So that's interesting. So not that big of a drop for T.Y. And then Andrew Luck goes in 9. He goes behind Jameis Winston in this one.
Okay. Team 2.
And Russell Wilson and Matt Ryan.
Team 2 takes Terrell Pryor in the second round.
That's disgusting. Oh. That's disgusting.
Before they go to Allen Robinson, Marshawn Lynch. Marshawn Lynch in the fourth.
Oh, my God.
Terrell Pryor goes before Devontae Adams. He goes before Demaryius Thomas. He goes before DeAndre Hopkins.
Sammy Watkins.
He goes before Jarvis
Landry. Tyreek Hill went in the third round.
I don't understand why Terrell Pryor going before Adams is disgusting, though.
I just don't get it.
Looking at last
Adams
year
is a better Adams is in a better offense. And don't get me wrong. I understand Washington is stout offensively. I just like Adams' game better than I like Terrell Pryor's
Adams
game.
Adams is number two for Green Bay. Adams is like the most.
Pryor's going to be the number two.
Pryor's going to be the number one.
He's not going to be the number one.
He's going to be the number one.
Jameson Crowder is going to be the number one.
Jameson Crowder is going to be a nice number two.
Healthy Jordan Reed are going to be the number one option.
Healthy Jordan Reed, you're going to bank on that?
When he's out there, he will, but he's not going to play
he's
zero.
Out there, Terrell
he's not
going to play gonna zero. Be the number one receiver in Washington.
All right, then, there you go right there. I don't want to argue about this no more.
Tell you what. I got it very interesting here that you also saw Terrell Pryor go, not interesting, I think I have him ranked this way also, but you have him go slightly ahead, still in the same round, slightly ahead in this league, of Jarvis Landry. Now, Jarvis Landry, the first pick of the third
round.
Remember,
this reverses, Greg.
Oh,
so shoot back. So shoot back to the back end of the third.
I understand. So that means he didn't go before. That means, okay.
No, he did go, but it was about a round before. He shouldn't be going around before a dude that's going to catch 95 passes. Well.
This is why I brought it up.
He caught 77 in Cleveland.
This is why I brought it up. Because the last pick of the third round, because of the third round reversal, is Jarvis Landry. And Jarvis Landry's value is going to be affected because Ryan Tannehill, as I said on the Fantasy Football Best Friends Forever last year, he handled, and this team handled this thing in the dumbest way I have ever seen an injury handle. This is like Mets style. right?
That's true.
Let's be honest, right? Yeah. A dude like clearly tears his ACL, and they're like, you know what? He's all right. Let's give him some rest. We'll throw him back on the field. And you know,
put some Robitussin on it.
And you know what happens when they throw him back on the field? He tears his ACL. Why is this a shock to anybody? It's like, hey, Cespedes, are you okay? No, you still hurting? Just go back on the field.
No, papi. I know. Okay, papi.
We'll see what happens. Why don't you go back in the outfield and see? Oh, wow, you hurt your hamstring again? That wasn't actually healed? Well, that makes sense because you weren't healthy. Ryan Tannehill's left knee wasn't healthy. It was a matter of time before he hurt himself. And now he is staring down surgery to repair the ACL that he should have had done 8 months ago.
So there you go. He could have been getting ready to come back for the injury with the knee a little bit stabilized over the thing. But the knee, obviously, the report I read, the knee was still weak coming into the season.
Obviously.
Obviously, you're right. There was the scramble drill yesterday, whatever. Oh, it could have been a... And if that was a design play, why do you have your quarterback working on a shaky ACL do that? So not a good job out there by the quarterback whisperer, Adam Gase, and that team out there. But listen, I'm telling you, I don't think. Okay, so I got a nasty DM in my inbox. You know what I'm saying? I woke up to it this morning, and it's not from a woman. Strangely, this is a dude. Yesterday, I put out this report about Andrew Luck, whatever, and you know, Dr. A, and I touched on the Ryan Tannehill thing. Thank you very much. So this is the dude comes into my direct message. You know what I'm saying? This thought. Laughing my beep off. Nice report on Tannehill injury. All you did was tell us how much he sucks and how your little circle blank buddies are all over the Tannehill hater wagon. Kind of pathetic how your articles are biased and devoid of any objectivity. Ryan Tannehill is a quarterback that possesses elite level talent.
This, I guarantee,
is a Miami Dolphins fan.
Because, you know, when people like attack you on YouTube or whatever, they're talking about their own team. I told you, this happened like the first time years ago when I was at ESPN. I said Joey Harrington was a bum and Lion fans got all over me.
Joey football.
Yeah, like it's just, you know, Ryan Tannehill's not an elite talent.
An elite level talent? Ryan Tannehill? Are you effing kidding me? Ryan Tannehill?
Ryan Tannehill's Alex Smith Southeast.
Then he goes on to say, name 10 quarterbacks in the league that can make every throw both in and out of the pocket. Ryan Tannehill is not one of them.
Yes.
What the hell is going on? That's why I'm saying, no ill will towards Ryan Tannehill. All I'm saying is this. Matt Moore can do just an adequate job as Ryan Tannehill, in my opinion. I am moving Devontae Parker up in my rankings because I think Matt Moore is going to be a better fit for this team. Now, with Landry, I don't know. Because Tannehill peppered Landry with targets. You feel what I'm saying?
Matt Moore is a different kind of quarterback than Ryan Tannehill. Starkly different. Tannehill will throw the high percentage pass and make it. He'll hit Kenny Stills for a TD when Stills is wide open. Matt Moore throws a better deep ball. When you ask him to start over an extended period, though, he may struggle with the high percentage throws. You look at the three starts he had last year, he had a very big game had a very big game against the Jets. Four touchdowns, one interception. But the other games were ho-hum. Two touchdowns, one interception. I think, you know, like we've been saying, you know, this could hurt Jarvis Landry because I've seen this guy play in the past with the Bills and with the Dolphins, and sometimes he struggles to make the easier throws. So, you know, that's going to be an issue, but it could help Devontae Parker, and it could hurt Jarvis Landry a little bit.
Jarvis Landry, they said Matt Moore went from being on pace for like 97 receptions to 80 receptions.
So Jarvis Landry...
Who said that?
It was on Twitter.
In that game against the Jets, Scott mentioned, Jarvis Landry had 108 yards receiving a touchdown, which is great, but on three catches, four targets.
That's what I'm talking about.
The next game against Buffalo, overtime, in which Miami won the JGI second game, three receptions, six targets, 29 yards for Jarvis Landry. Came back against New England the last week of the season, nine receptions on 12 targets for 76 yards and a touchdown, so that's good. And then the playoff game, he had 14 targets against Pittsburgh, 11 receptions and 102 yards.
What did Parker do?
Look at the Parker on the other side. Hey. I also throw out another option for the Dolphins, not named Matt Moore. We discuss that when we come back here on Roto Experts in the Morning.
Many fantasy football players are focusing on their upcoming drafts later this summer. But the smart fantasy owner knows there's another big draft before the one where you pick the players. The first step in building a winner for the 2017 season is to draft the best team of experts for your preseason prep. So make the right selection and pick the squad at rotoexperts.com by purchasing the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. The Roto Experts roster features FSWA inaugural Hall of Famer and former Fantasy Football Writer of the Year Scott Engel, nationally acclaimed top ranker Jake Seeley, 2015 and 16 FSWA award winners Bobby McMahon and Brandon Murchison, and many more analysis with impressive stats. They bring you a draft package bursting with all-pro analysis and in-season coverage that'll guide you to title glory. So pick the team to help you build the right team. Make your first important selection of the 2017 season now and get the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package from rotoexperts.com. Be sure to enter promo code FREERADIO at checkout for your discount.
So Matt Moore started the last three games, the playoff game, of course, for Miami last year.
Took him to the playoffs.
Corey, you asked about Devontae Parker's stats with him.
Yeah, how did he do with Devontae Parker?
Against the Jets, one catch on three targets for 17 yards.
It's not that good.
Against the Bills, four catches on seven targets, 85 and a touchdown.
I like that.
Against New England, which Jarvis Landry went off, we said that a moment ago, five catches, seven targets, 45 yards.
Okay.
Playoff game against Pittsburgh, four catches, six targets, 55.
All right, nothing spectacular. Nothing to write home about.
I think the interesting thing when you look at Landry, like three or four good games and half of his touchdown pass receptions against Moore, with Moore in there. Like he had four touchdowns and two with Moore in there. And then you look back to like the last time that Moore started.
5 years ago?
5 years ago. Like, still, though, it's relevant. You
I don't
know,
think
like
it's
the
relevant.
Skill set, how much has it really changed?
It's 5 years ago. The NFL has changed.
That's too long, Scott. 5 years
changed.
Is too long.
He has eroded as a player. It's 5 years ago. It's a very long time ago.
He's what as a player?
Eroded. E-R-O-D-E-D. Eroded.
How is he eroded?
Because his skills are just obviously
he's
not.
He's 32 going, years old.
And they're not going to be that.
He was never
27. He was never that good to begin with.
Well, I'm saying, though, it's like how are the skills going to be different? Like, he wasn't that good.
Like, your analysis has eroded over the years.
Yeah, like, Corey Parson is a very good analyst. See, my analysis has eroded. If it's eroded, then, because you look back at 2011 and he was boom or bust, but more bust than boom, because he started 13 games. He had three touchdown passes in three games, two in another, and in nine games of just one or less touchdown passes. So if he's eroded from 2011, that's not good.
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
Would you call Matt Moore a gunslinger?
Would I call Matt Moore a gunslinger? In the past, and like when he played, I, you know, he used to throw. He had these games where he threw downfield for big passes, and he threw a pretty deep ball. But then I saw him struggle with like the high percentage stuff. But within 5 years, he may have changed.
It's now been six. Like,
yeah,
this is 6 years. So he's changed. So is it possible that his deep
I'm
ball?
Saying it's possible.
Wait for it. Eroded.
It's possible. Yes.
Correct.
All right, so people,
I'm not saying you're incorrect. I was just asking you what you meant.
Okay. So basically, what I'm saying is, in 6 years, if he even threw a pretty deep ball 6 years ago, that's 6 years ago.
Okay.
He's
right.
Been consistent.
But here's the thing. Who's the head coach?
Adam Gase.
What is he? The quarterback whisperer.
Quarterback whisperer.
So there you go, right there. You can have a little bit of. I wouldn't put him on the fantasy team as in a one quarterback league. In the two quarterback league, I think he's a viable
option.
All right,
hold on.
His quarter.
Wait.
No, Greg, the guy, Adam Gase, is known for working with and coaching up quarterbacks.
I understand that. My question is.
And I like Julius Thomas, too.
Do you think Matt Moore's going to be the starting quarterback on this team?
Yeah, in week one, he'll be the starter week one.
Do you think Jay Cutler will be the starting quarterback at any point this season?
It's going to be interesting because they're saying that Jay Cutler would be intrigued to take the job. Jay Cutler and Adam Gase have worked well together in the past. Jay Cutler, you know what I mean? He throws the ball out there. You know how Jay Cutler do.
Yeah, but
that would be exciting. You
got to let the
Omar Kelly said yesterday that
Jay Cutler seems like a perfect match.
Omar Kelly said Sentinel said yesterday though he's more likely to come in as a backup because they believe two things. They really like Moore, and they also talk about Moore as like one of the best, and not just the Dolphins. I've heard that they said, I don't know if I agree with one of the best backups in the league. And if his skill set has changed from 5 years ago, you look at those four games that he had. You know, can we really bump Jarvis Landry down? He had three good games.
Yes, I think you can. Number one, ultimately, yes, I think you can. I think you can bump Jarvis Landry down. He had, in my opinion,
Two good games.
The 108 yards and a touchdown is not a bad game.
It's three catches. It's four targets.
Doesn't matter. You don't take away but the 100 yards.
Let me explain my analysis. Ultimately, to me, when I look at Jarvis Landry, I want him peppered with targets. 3 for 108 means he caught one long pass and went for a touchdown, which ultimately in one fantasy game is good. I'm not disputing that, obviously. But when I draft Jarvis Landry, I need those consistent targets. And I see in Matt Moore's first game where he has 3 for 108. That scares me.
Now, let me ask you this, though.
Of course.
We've always talked about Ryan Tannehill as having like a noodle gun.
Yes.
You know, can Matt Moore, you know, make Jarvis Landry into a bigger time player than he was with Ryan Tannehill? It's worth throwing out there. You know, he doesn't have those kind of games when Ryan Tannehill is around.
I understand what you're saying.
It might have been a broken play, et cetera. I'd have to look at the film.
Right. I'm totally with you. I really believe, and you said, Corey, that or somebody said Jay Cutler coming in as a backup. Jay Cutler's not coming in as a backup. Jay Cutler, if he signs with the Miami Dolphins, he's coming in to start for this team.
I agree
start
with that.
For Adam Gase, and he's going to take the money, and he's paying a significant amount of money to come in and be the starting quarterback. Otherwise, he has a plus job with his team up with Kevin Burkhardt on Fox. So he's not coming back to sit behind Matt freaking Moore. I'll tell you that.
That makes sense, Greg.
And for those that say, you know, Matt Moore is one of the best backups in the league, which is 100% true. People have said that. It's very different being the starter, being a backup. They believe Matt Moore can come in and win you a game in a pinch. Win you a couple games in a pinch. Not be the starting quarterback for 16 games. Matt Moore has been a free agent over the last 6 years, right? Like, it wasn't like he had a 6-year contract with Miami. He has been a free agent over the last 6 years. And you know how many teams gave him a shot to be the starting quarterback? None of them.
Yeah, it's kind of like with baseball when you see young player come up and he gets hot early.
Yeah, of course.
Over time, you get exposed.
So, exactly.
You know, I always said that about who's the bearded guy? From the Jets.
Ryan Fitzpatrick?
Yeah, Fitzpatrick.
I agree.
The Bills had him. I did not want them to sign him.
But he's a system quarterback, Fitzpatrick. Yeah, Can Matt Moore be a system quarterback?
I don't know. I mean, look, I don't think Jay Cutler's coming out of it. I think he's, like Greg said, he's got a plus job. I think he's kind of moved on from the NFL.
Sure.
I think about the move James Crowder.
You make a good point, and I always talk about like
up over Jarvis.
I always talk about how when defenses have time to prepare for you, and, you know, it's not like Moore's coming in like the middle of a game and he has a big game necessarily. When the opponents know that you're going to be the guy for the entire season right out of the gate, they're preparing for you, and that's not good for a guy like Matt Moore.
Yeah, I'll agree with that. It kind of makes the whole J.J. thing. I mean, are they just going to really be more, have a more concerted effort to just give him everything, run it through him?
If they do that, he's going to break down.
They lost another lineman yesterday, and you don't know if Pouncey is going to be ready for the season either.
I bet. So I moved Crowder up to 22. I moved Pryor up to 23. And I dropped Jarvis Landry down to 24.
What is our Crowder Pryor bet? I don't even remember.
What? I don't know.
I believe it's lunch or rock and roll.
Lunch or rock and roll. Right, that's cool. That's
I got so many bets. We got to start writing some of these down.
Yeah, we do got to start writing the bets down.
I believe we do indeed. So ultimately, that's where I am on Miami, and where I am with Jay Cutler and Matt Moore. And we'll see. I agree. Jarvis Landry has to take a bit of a hit here.
Not much.
He has to take a hit. Like, I'm going to drop. I have Jarvis Landry at 20. I'm going to drop him below Alshon Jeffrey if he's.
Would you rather have Julian Edelman or Jarvis Landry? I had Landry hands down ahead of him.
Same.
But now, I didn't have Edelman that far behind him.
I'm going to slightly lean Landry.
Now, I moved. Oh, go ahead.
The Dolphins could play from behind more now, too, and he knows who his go-to guy is. You know, you're looking from a pure football perspective. I think this team has less of a chance to win games and make the playoffs now. Tannehill's not a great quarterback, but when you go from Tannehill to Moore, it might hurt. And they could be playing from behind more. And even when they aren't, he still knows who his guy is.
I didn't really think they were a playoff team coming into this year. I think they overachieved last year, Mike. That's just my opinion.
Adam Gase.
But six teams in the AFC got to go to the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's just look at the AFC West. Well, New England's guaranteed.
I feel like you got the Raiders. The AFC West is
I like the Broncos. I like the Chargers. Those are three teams.
You think the West takes three teams to the playoffs?
I'm just saying, there's three. I think at least two come out of there.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You got the Titans. I think they definitely get into the playoffs.
The Steelers.
The Patriots. That's what, five teams right there.
Yeah, who's that last team?
Jacksonville should be improved this year.
No, the Jacksonville's not going to be in the playoffs, though.
Like
it's Miami. The fifth team is Martin.
No, I think the Bills are better
than Miami. It could be somebody in the West. It could be three teams in the West.
Yeah, it could be three teams in the West.
I think break right for Buffalo.
You think the Bills
Buffalo
be better than Miami?
Yeah, I think the Bills
defense
would be
better. If things break right for them, I think, you know, if they help.
Buffalo going to the playoffs?
I didn't say Buffalo's going to the playoffs. I just said they'll be better than Miami.
Interesting.
That's a different
thing. Miami's probably like, so it's like Miami or the Chargers as that sixth AFC playoffs team.
What about
the Chargers are going to have a good defense this year, too.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, potentially. Potentially.
Well, what about the Texans? If they get anything from Tom Savage. Tom Savage.
Or you said Tennessee was going to win that division. Yep. I think Houston wins that division, not Tennessee.
Well, I think two teams can come out. I think
Tennessee's going to be a good team.
Houston, it all depends on if Savage
quarterback
can be
also,
21.
Also, that secondary got a makeover, you know, and like that's going to be something to watch, too.
We are here, Roto Experts in the Morning, of course, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And you look at this Dolphins team and you look at how they are kind of put together. What does this do for Jay Ajayi, guys? If Matt Moore is a quarterback, what does this do to Jay Ajayi? Remember, he's out with his own concussion issue right now. That you expect to be back on the field at some point next week or so. But Ajayi is out. Kenny and Drake's having all the first team reps. People love Kenny and Drake. If Jay Ajayi is not healthy, what does a change in quarterback, Scott, do to Jay Ajayi?
Yeah, we heard a report yesterday that the Dolphins are very confident he could be the lead back if Ajayi went down. I think the default would to think that. Okay, stack your fronts against Ajayi and make Moore beat you. But I believe that Moore is a good enough NFL quarterback to keep defenses honest, that he's going to throw the ball and he's going to be able to move the offense. So I don't think it's that drastic. I'm really not moving Ajayi in my rankings.
Matt?
I'm not going to really move him right now. I got a feeling come next. I only have one share right now, and I have a feeling come the end of the month, beginning of September, I'm really not going to be adding much on.
It's interesting. Corey, I know you're the low guy on Jay Ajayi. Do you drop him lower after the quarterback
move? Nah, I'm not going to drop him lower. I don't think his ranking, in my opinion, his ranking doesn't change any.
Okay, so there you go. There's no real movement here on Jay Ajayi, ultimately, despite the quarterback change. I think this team has always wanted to be a team that's going to just run on the back of a guy like with Jay Ajayi, and I don't think that changes even with Matt Moore, potentially, as a starting quarterback for the Dolphins. We'll take a break. We'll come back. I know everybody at this table, for the most part, was very, very high on Corey Davis. Major injury, potentially, for the rookie. We'll see what that does to the rankings when we come back. Roto Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
It's the summer, but you can already feel the howl of the winter wind. You don't want to go to the beach. You want to break out that heavy coat and head for the stadium parking lot because nothing makes you feel warmer than football season. But you don't have to wait for the calendar to flip a few times at rotoexperts.com, where fantasy football season has already started. The award-winning team at Roto Experts has you ready for the new campaign with the return of the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package for 2017. Packed with tons of in-depth insights from the industry's top experts, we get you fully prepared for a championship campaign with a deluxe draft package that includes projections, strategy articles, sleepers, busts, a cheat sheet generator, and so much more. And you're guaranteed additional access throughout the regular season. So put your gloves on now, even while it's hot outside, and get into mid-season form. Go to rotoexperts.com and register for the 2017 Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. Enter code FREERADIO at checkout for a very special discount.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Roto Experts in the Morning, 844-843-6879, 844-843-6879. The number to join the program, it's Corey Davis in a moment, but we're getting some hits here on this Miami Dolphins conversation. So, we go to you on the phone lines here on the Roto Experts in the Morning. Welcome back to the program, Kelly from Tampa. Good morning, Kelly.
Kelly, what's
good? How you doing, girl?
Kels, what's popping, baby?
What's up?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. We're doing very wonderful.
I missed you all.
Miss you too, baby.
It's wonderful. Football's back. I love it.
Yeah, absolutely. We're happy it's back, too. That's
yeah,
sure.
You had a really nice trip to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offices recently, right?
I did. It was a blast.
There you go. What's going
on,
Kelly?
Oh, not much. We got to eat in their dining room and off, like, essentially their plates and everything. Let me tell you, their plates are like 22 inches in diameter. They're humongous.
Yeah, I know how it is.
Yeah, he's been to team facilities
before. Those boys are well fed.
Yeah, I'm a big man too. You know what I'm saying? Kels, so let me ask you, what are you thinking about, like, how many leagues you doing this year?
Well, believe it or not, I've only found one so far, and I'm still waiting on legal from my work to tell me if I can have a fantasy football league with my clients.
Oh, okay.
So I'm hoping to. I'd like to find more leagues, so if anybody has an extra spot, let me know.
That's Kelly from Tampa. You can get in touch. You can hit up Scott to get in touch with her. You know what I'm saying? Scott, put her in the league, Scott.
I'll take care of her.
All right.
Is the Kiss League available?
It's a waiting list for that one.
Okay. Kelly should jump the waiting list.
Did you see that cow out in Texas?
Yeah, everybody's like hit me up on Facebook and Facebook and Twitter about this cow that looks like Gene Simmons, but I think it actually looks more like Insane Clown Posse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Kels, do you have a question?
How'd you do in NASCAR, Scott?
This has been an unlucky year for me. It seems like every time I start somebody, they wreck. So I'm not starting Kyle Busch anymore.
It's just like his football seasons, too. Ding.
Yeah. And kind of like Corey's analysis.
There you go.
So, okay, I did have a slight question. I haven't gotten my Edge package yet, but I'm...
You're so smitty when you do. Thank you.
I always do.
Said no promo codes.
But actually, if you buy it today, Kelly, Scott is correct. If you buy it today, you get a year of the Fantasy Sports Network for free.
You can look at me.
Which means you can watch us every single day. So, just saying.
Oh, I said me.
I wouldn't get any work done then.
No. All right, then if you don't buy it today, you sus mania. Anyway, move on.
So, besides the Edge package, if I felt like I was a little behind because I really didn't pay a lot of attention during the off season. What would you guys suggest for a fantasy player who feels like they're just a little bit behind the know-all of what's going on with football?
That would be the Executive Edge package.
Oh, yeah, you can hop on that too, Kels. I got you covered, baby. I'll take care of you, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm up to speed. I've been drafting since the Monday after the Super Bowl, so I'm kind of in the know what everything has been going on and stuff like that. So just hit me up, Kels. Yeah. You know, I would take care of you.
Really, the Edge package has everything you need, though, because we've got... You know, articles on all the players who changed teams, you know, the coaching changes, the schemes, you know, everything you need to know.
Kels, we got you covered,
that's
baby.
That's where I feel like I'm behind.
Well, you could also...
I feel like I'm behind because that's where
we have the content.
Yeah, you could do that. You could also buy Benny Ricciardi's book about...
You can just empty the clip, Kels.
Absolutely. There's a definitive guide to fantasy football.
There you go.
Because the money's growing on the trees in my backyard.
Yeah, no, Mikhail, I feel what you're saying, but you're going to win big this year.
If you're looking for good free stuff, just go on YouTube and go to the Fantasy Sports
That's
Network
an excellent
YouTube
idea
channel,
right there.
And, you know, you can go back in the archives, you know, for like weeks and catch up on everything.
Kels, Isaiah Crowell is who will be going with his running back this year, all right?
There you go
right there.
Isaiah Crowell.
This son of a gun, Adam Ronis, is lit. I had a 20-point lead on this dude like 2 weeks ago. He is literally right on my heels.
All right, so there you go. Kenny.
Yeah. Oh, Kenny in Philly. He going to say something crazy.
What's up, Kenny?
What's up, Kenny?
What's up,
Kenny? Hey, I tried to get in yesterday, but y'all was having that heated discussion yesterday.
I know, Kenny. So I knew you were here. I couldn't stop the madness.
No problem. No problem. I love the conversation. Hey, man, y'all were talking about the Saints tight end and Kobe Fleener. That doggone guy, he couldn't catch a freaking lick. And then when he caught the ball, he took like 2 touchdowns away from Willie Snead. And you know they both got their blonde hair.
That hair is crazy, right? Yo, Kenny, that trips me out every time.
I had Willie Snead in one of my leagues, so I'm thinking that he caught the touchdown, and here Kobe Fleener catches it. So I don't think that the tight ends are going to be that big of a part of our offense. We signed a guy from New England, Humaui or whatever his name is. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, Michael Hudumawari. Yeah, he's a blocker. He's a blocker.
Yeah, and we still got Josh Hill, so I'm thinking that Snead probably going to take up some of those over the middle targets.
Why are we
talking about the Dolphins? Because one of the best tight ends I had for last year, I believe, was Jordan Cameron.
Yeah.
It's true. We were talking about bus tight ends and Jordan Cameron's
last 2 years.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about Julius Thomas before the injury
I'm glad you brought that up, Kenny, because I just think Matt Moore improves the passing game, to be honest with you. I think Matt Moore improves the passing game. Now, obviously, health is going to continue to be a concern with Julius Thomas. That kid, you know what I'm saying, he's a young man, but he's beat up. He can't seem to stay on the field. So I do think Matt Moore, but improves the passing game. But I like Julius Thomas as a tight end too. Do not go into week one with Julius Thomas in your starting lineup, especially if you're in a 12-team league, because I don't think that's the correct way to go about it. He's a bench option. He could pop. Other than that, I'm not fooling with him, but I do think he upgrades also.
Corey,
could this be a thing
of where he improves it for fantasy purposes,
yeah,
but for the Dolphins, it's not good in terms of winning and losing the game?
I don't give a shit about the Dolphins. They can lose every week.
I'm asking you to make it clear for the listeners.
Yeah,
you
for
know,
fantasy purposes. We're talking fantasy here. For fantasy purposes, I like it. If you're a Miami Dolphin fan, you should come on over and root for America's team.
Or you could root for Anthony Fasano as a tight end.
Or you can just root for any other team. Hey.
Blocker.
Anyway, I mentioned going to break that Corey Davis yesterday, unfortunately, left practice early to go get an MRI. Corey Davis is a bad hamstring, headed to the MRI. I don't know if we've gotten the results yet. I have not seen them. Corey Davis, someone, Corey, you were extremely high on coming into this
year.
Love him, number one wide receiver immediately in Tennessee. Leaves practice with an MRI. For wide receivers, we saw, not that I kept Odell about the whole year, obviously he was a rookie of the year and all that, but did keep him out until like week five or so. This may present a discount, if anything else, to Corey Davis, if it is significant.
Yeah, if it's significant, obviously, I think it's a buying opportunity. If he drops down draft boards, I'm still going to get involved, especially if he's on my bench. And you mentioned a name that came right to mind immediately with Odell Beckham.
Sure.
Odell Beckham didn't start playing until week five of his rookie year. Then even that next season, everybody's like, yo, the hamstring, he hasn't had no problem with the kid on the football field, except for when he got a thing. Well, he do a lot of things I don't like, but that's neither here nor there. Bottom line is, the dude hasn't had no problem, Beckham Jr., whatever. So Corey Davis, I would treat it the same way. He drops down draft boards. You get him on the flyer, put him on your bench, let him pop sometime throughout the course of the season when he gets fully healthy. I'm not discounting it unless they're like, yo, the hamstring is like crazy.
Yeah, and I'd like to ask Dr. A this next week, because you make a good point about Beckham. That, you know, they were talked about the injuries in high school, et cetera. You know, and it seems like, and, you know, I'm not an expert on this like Dr. A, but that the hamstrings are something that they linger, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to come back.
I got my first share of Eric Decker last night with third pick in the 8th round.
Now, is that in regards to the Corey Davis injury?
No, it wasn't. It was probably the best available receiver there.
Okay. So there you go. Matt Wojcicki getting himself in on Eric Decker.
I'm curious to see who you left on the board.
Well, you can look.
We left Kenny Britt and Jordan Matthews, but Andy wanted Cobb. He went a couple of picks before. If Decker's healthy, he's gonna catch some touchdowns. I'm not crazy about Decker. He's, like I said, first share last night, but I figure at that spot, why not?
That's the one thing he's always been consistent with, is the scores.
844-843-6879.
Marty, which pit hopping?
What's going on, my man?
What up, Marty?
What do you want to do, Marty?
What's up, fellas? I figured that Kelly and Kenny were calling, so I figured I'd get my
might
call.
As well. Yeah.
Hop on the horn, Marty.
I wanted to know if I could get a little super flex conversation going either today or maybe on Monday, because I got a draft coming up on Tuesday against Joe and Jake.
All right, there you go. Okay. So, all right, Marty, we can make that happen on Monday. A little super flex conversation for you. We can get that going on, no problem.
Yeah, super flex is intriguing, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be it's a format a lot of people are playing in this year. So not my favorite, because it really messes things up with the quarterback. But hey, if that's where it's going, then I got to be the best in that too.
Where are you picking again, Marty? You have your
draft? We lost Marty there. We'll do a Superflex on Monday. We'll talk some Superflex on the Monday show. A little strategy for that.
Superflex.
Is there an article inside the Exclusive Edge package regarding Superflex?
I think Florio did one. No.
No, that was best ball.
Well, there is an article, I believe, inside the Definitive Guide to Fantasy Football about Superflexes. So check that out. Benny Ricciardi's book. I know I contributed to that. Very proud of my work. So purchase it and put some money in my pocket. Hey, when we come back here on the Roto Experts in the Morning,
This team, Tony, was like team 12 in this draft board that you said last night.
That's real talk, Ralph.
This is really shocking. This is a good team, and he sucks.
Whoa.
Nice. All right. So,
yeah. What if his parents are listening?
What is happening right now?
I thought I heard Don Burns say something. Oh yeah, he's dead. There.
Well, now what do you have with
I'm not too crazy.
I like setting up a segment. You're like, oh, Oregon Ralph. What is going on?
I thought it was coming to the end of the segment.
All right, no,
it's like a fly flying actually, over me. All right, so.
My headphones, so you can.
When we come back on the other side of the program, Greg Sussman will be back in the driver's seat. Fantasy Football Talk. America's team was on the field last night. When we come back, more Fantasy Football Talk on the Roto Experts in the morning.
Quarterback to receiver hookups, running back depth analysis, rookie values in dynasty leagues, deep sleepers, training camp battles. These are just a few of the in-depth features you will find inside the 2017 RotoExperts.com Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. And it's power-packed with so much more, including fully sortable player projections and a custom cheat sheet generator. Plus, you get a full year of in-season coverage as a bonus. Get the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package now at RotoExperts.com. Enter free radio at checkout for your special discount.
Experts in the morning. As CP said, the Dallas Cowboys are in action last night. What are you going to check out the first preseason game?
Yes, I watched the opening series. And look, it's fun just for it to be on. I was excited about it. Kerwin Williams, I think he's a guy that, look, he doesn't get much playing time in the regular season, but every time he gets in there, he seems to do an adequate job. He's like a guy I draft in like the 30th round or later in draft champions, like in the best ball format. But it's just good to have football back. The Cowboys really didn't start nobody. And, you know, Carson Palmer, who's going to get a lot of rest for his arm this year because it was dead last year, supposedly. But next week is what's really great. When they have a bunch of games going on and you can, you know, you can watch some tape on some players. And, look, you're basically going to be looking at these younger guys or guys competing for spots and see who's getting the early reps.
Although it was Alfred Morris playing pretty deep into that game last night. He's obviously not a younger player.
Well, I think he's actually fighting for like a roster.
I think so too. It's kind of crazy because Alfred Morris is kind of Alfred Morris is solid. You know, he's kind of solid. But nevertheless, Scotty, did you watch the game last night?
Yeah, I did. And, you know, some interesting things like, you know, we talk about this Tannehill situation. Then you're like, what if something happened to Dak Prescott? You know, people are saying the scouting report on Kellen Moore is he's a dink and dunk guy, but he showed the ability to go downfield last night. You know, Bryce Butler is a guy that we've heard mentioned as a deep sleeper in past seasons. It's not like Terrence Williams is like you know, all world at number two wide receiver. So, you know,
yeah, I would like to see somebody. I think you're right. I'd like to see Butler get at least a chance to. I mean, Williams is what he is. I think Butler has a higher upside.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see. Could Butler be a super, super deep sleeper? It's not somebody I'm going to draft or anybody, but just a name to stash away, I think. You know, this kid, what's his name? Rico Gathers. You know, if you play in a dynasty league, maybe to keep that name in mind because, you know, Jason Witten is not going to play forever. On the other side, Blaine Gabbert, you know, did what he had to do. But, you know, can he ascend to the number two quarterback? You know, let's wait and see. You know, that's something you always want to keep in mind. If Carson Palmer goes down, you know, Gabbert, you know, can he be respectable enough to move the offense? Nothing else really going on there. But, you know, if you want to think deep, especially after this Tannehill situation, there were a few takeaways from last night.
There you go. The experts analyzing the Cowboys and the Cardinals preseason game number one. The rest of the NFL kicks off their preseason next week.
You want to know who that tight end on the...
That's you.
Oh, that's me. Yes. I didn't realize that. I was like, what the hell is that? The tight end on the Cardinals. That's a big dude. MoMA?
Sure.
Yeah, no, I mean, he stood out to me in that opening. I'm like, wow, this is a nice big target, you know. And who do they have? Jermaine Gresham?
That is the man, Jermaine Gresham. Indeed. Hey, like I said, the rest of the NFL kicks off their preseason coming next week. We'll have it all break down throughout the Roto Experts in the morning, day in and day out. We'll be able to give you all the latest updates. We do expect some players to play a little bit more than we saw last night going forward, because the first preseason game, get a series or so in there. So we'll be very excited for real football, at least for my team to play. The Giants, of course, that'll be some point over the next week. When we return in hour number two, we will go live, of course, on the Fantasy Sports Television Network. We'll make our announcement here at the top of hour number two, so get excited for that, along with Fantasy Friday, where we're giving you away a full year subscription to Fantasy Sports Network. We're giving that away for free as soon as you purchase a exclusive Edge Roto Experts package, which you can do so right now. We'll also try to beat Mike. We'll try to beat Matt Modica and Is Mike Lying. That'll come
at the
end of the program. It's okay. He doesn't always win. He just always beats you. Boom. Crushed it. We'll also play Name That Player and get some more of the headlines here from yesterday around NFL training camps. This is the Roto Experts, the Morning Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Hour number two comes your way next.